With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Secretary of State Rubio took a tour today of the U.S.-led center in Israel overseeing the Gaza ceasefire. He told military officers at the Civil-Military Coordination Center that some parts of Gaza are still under Hamas control.
The world needs to understand that on the other side of that yellow line, there is still a terrorist group that remains armed, and we've seen them take actions against their own population. I think it's important, by the way, that there be more media coverage given to the fact that Hamas has brutalized Palestinians, has brutalized Gazans over the last few days.
The administration is working to set up an international security force in the territory and shore up the 10 U.S. troops. President Trump citing as an anti-tariff ad campaign as his reason for terminating trade talks with Canada.
Trump posted on his social media site that Canada fraudulently used an ad featuring Ronald Reagan speaking negatively about tariffs. Trump says that Canada only did this to interfere with the decision of the U.S. Supreme Court and other courts, and that all trade negotiations with Canada are hereby terminated.
And that is Donna Warder reporting. The Social Security recipients can look forward to a little something extra next year. The Social Security cost of living increase will go up by 2.8% in 2026. The Garden State is suing Amazon. Here's Bill Alexander.
The state of New Jersey is alleging discrimination against employees who are pregnant and employees with disabilities. The state alleges Amazon placed workers on unpaid leave after they requested an accommodation and retaliated against employees who sought accommodations, including by terminating some workers. The state attorney general said the lawsuit follows a years-long investigation by its civil rights division into Amazon's treatment of workers at warehouses across New Jersey.
That's correspondent Bill Alexander, and this is SRN News. A congressman goes after a judge. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
Republican Chip Roy of Texas has filed articles of impeachment against U.S. District Court Judge Deborah Boardman, who gave an unusually lenient sentence to a man convicted of trying to assassinate Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Boardman says she reduced the sentence because the convict is a man who is living as a woman, and she believed that prison time would be especially difficult for him. Michael Harrington reporting.
Saudi Arabia has appointed a prominent ultra-conservative scholar as the country's new Grand Mufti. That's the kingdom's top religious scholar. It's not good news for the country's small persecuted Christian minority. The Grand Mufti is one of the top Islamic clerics in the world of Sunni Muslims, and making his pronouncements that much more closely followed. Most of Saudi Arabia's Christians are underground, even though the government allows a certain amount of open worship and celebration on holidays. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason with the Wall Street Business Report.
Consumer prices rose less than expected last month, and that is raising hopes for another Fed interest rate cut. President Trump declares trade talks with Canada terminated, accusing the Canadians of putting together a bogus anti-tariff TV ad. President Trump travels to Japan and South Korea soon. He's expected to promote an epic windfall in investments for U.S. factories and various projects. The two countries have made combined pledges totaling roughly $900 billion. Mr. Trump will also be meeting with Chinese President Xi to talk trade. The Trump administration has finalized a plan to open the coastal plain of Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil and gas exploration. At least four lease sales within the refuge over a 10-year span. I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.